This is an executive summary of Can Oil and Gas Losses Offset W-2 Income? Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. Almost every tax shelter has the same flaw. The losses it throws off are passive, and passive losses can only offset passive income. They cannot touch your salary. The oil and gas working interest is the rare exception written into the code itself. Its losses are active, so they can land directly on W-2 wages and active business profit. For a surgeon, a partner, or a business owner staring at a top-bracket tax bill, that one distinction is the whole reason to look. This piece explains why the rule exists, how the year one deduction does the work, where the at-risk and AMT limits bite, and why none of it matters if the well comes up dry. If you're weighing oil and gas against a tax-deferred exit instead, see our comprehensive Mineral Rights and Royalty 1031 guide. Start with the rule the working interest exists to break. Congress split income into buckets decades ago to stop high earners from buying losses to wipe out salary. Income from a trade or business you materially participate in is active. Wages are active. Most investment income, and most syndicated real estate, is passive. The core constraint is simple and strict: a passive loss can only offset passive income. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.